and shine, everybody. Are you ready to play? This is Amy, and it's Amy's Kids Show. And it's time to have all kinds of fun, guys, because I have some special guests in the studio here today. Let me see if I can find them. Let's see here. Where did I put them? Maybe, in fact, I'm going to ask you to see if you can find any in your house, too. Because my special guest happens to be roaming all around the world. What is this? Does anybody know? Wow. Does that sound familiar? Well, hopefully folks out there have a couple of these around the house, maybe more than a couple. We're going to be celebrating money today. Coins in particular. Do you have any change around your house? Any pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, or maybe other stuff too? Well, we are going to do a scavenger hunt here in just a few minutes because this is Amy's Kids Show and we are playing, because that's the best way to learn, of course. The best way to learn is to play and to have fun. And so we're going to have some fun today because we're still celebrating abundance. Abundance means when we have more than we need, right? We have more than we need. We have enough to share and then still have some. And the world is this amazing, abundant place. But today, I brought a story about a poor old couple. It's called Socks for Supper, and we're going to read that later. And this poor old couple, well, what makes them poor, right? What makes them poor? Well, they don't have the cheese and the milk that they want because they don't have a cow. They only have turnips to eat. And they really would love some cheese and milk. And so they have neighbors who have a cow and have plenty and abundance of cheese and milk. But the poor old couple doesn't have any money, right? They have no money to pay for the cheese and the milk. So what are they going to do? Well, guys, don't worry, because the world is abundant, especially for people who don't have a lot of money, it seems. They seem to be the best ones at sharing, I've seemed to notice, in most of the stories that we read anyway, right? Last week, it was the poor old woman who helped keep the pigeons alive through the winter by feeding them, right? Sharing her food. Does anybody out there feed the birds? Well, we're going to come right back to feeding the birds again this week, because that's still part of the theme here of sharing and abundance. And that's what makes us all rich. So we're going to talk about being rich and being poor. And what does that mean anyway? Well, thanks for joining me. Let's get started. Let's think about, what do we need? And then how are we going to get what we need? We got to know what we need. And we got to work a little bit too.
Nothing. There's two kids selling lemonade in the shade, in the shade. Two kids selling lemonade in the shade. Coming right up in a paper cup. Coming right up in a paper cup. Sour and sweet. There's a dog chewing on a bone, all alone, all alone. A dog chewing on a bone, all alone. There's a fly, it keeps buzzing by. He's keeping his eye on that buzzing fly. There's a yellow hat, it's Mrs. Platt, Mrs. Platt. She always wears that hat, Mrs. Platt. Snip, 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 at a steady clip. Her yard's neat, the neatest on the street. And she hums a-dum-dum, a-dum-dum. Snip, 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 a hum, hum, dee, dum. Snip, snip, hum, dee, dum, dee, dum. It's a lazy summer afternoon, Saturday, the end of June, and time is moving slow. There's no place I need to go. Time is sweet and slow.
Well, folks, I wanted to get us in the mood for thinking of time as being sweet and slow. Because when we feel like we have an abundance of time, then we can pay more attention. I really like that last song about paying attention to all the things around us. Things we might not notice normally, you know, like how our neighbor hums when she's trimming, you know, her plants around her house. And how she just takes pleasure in that. You know, the best things in life are free. Have you ever heard that saying? The best things in life are free. Things like time, things like attention, things like caring for your home and your grass around your house and your plants and your brothers and your sisters and your dogs and your cats and your chickens and your birds and everything else. That's what I like to do with my time. Anyway, I'm a little bit off the subject because... Well, not really off the subject. I'm sort of on the subject because just as much as the best things in life are free, people also believe this other saying. It says, time is money. Time is money. Have you heard that one? Time is money. Where did that come from? Well, people do link time and money together in their brains. But today we're just going to slow down and take the time to pay attention, which is free, and everybody can afford to do that. And I'm going to ask you to do a little scavenger hunt in your house this morning. Because do you hear those things rattling around in the background? And spinning on the table right now, right? What are those? Coins. They're called coins. And most people do have some around the house. So I'm going to ask you for the next two songs while we listen to a couple of songs about coins. I want you to run around your house or maybe tiptoe quietly if people are sleeping. But it'd be fun to run or skip. But be careful if you're in your socks that you don't slip. And see if you can find some coins. Where can you find coins in your house? Now, make sure you have permission, of course. Don't go in, you know, your mom's purse if you don't have permission to go in there. But usually there are some coins around that kids can find. Let's see how many different kinds you can find in your house. Can you find all four of the main ones? Maybe you can find more. All right. On your mark, get set.
We jingle and we jangle. You see us all around. In a piggy bank or pocket. Penny, a coin that is worth 1 cent. When you save a lot of us, together we can be well spent.
I'm a shiny 5 cent nickel. President Jefferson is who you see. If you give someone 5 pennies, you'll get back one of me.
All around, in a piggy bank or pocket, or even on the ground. We come in different sizes, we do not look the same. I wonder if you know each of the four of us by name.
I'm a very thin little dime with President Roosevelt's face. If you have two
coin of the four, I equal 1 nickel and 2 dimes, worth 25 cents at the store.
We jingle and we jangle, you see us all around, in a piggy bank or pocket, or even on the ground. We come in different sizes, we do not look the same. I wonder if you know each of the four of us by name. Watch for us all around. Sometimes we are lost, but we are also often found. Now you know each coin by name, by value, and by face. Make sure to save us up and keep us in a safe place. Keep us in a safe place.
Penny, nickel, dime, quarter, let's learn. Penny, nickel, dime, quarter, let's learn.
Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count it. Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count it.
What's it worth? How much is a penny?
1 cent.
How much is a nickel?
5 cents.
How much is a dime?
10 cents.
How much is a quarter?
25 cents.
How much is a penny?
1 cent.
How much is a nickel?
5 cents.
How much is a dime?
10 cents.
How much is a quarter?
25 cents.
Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count it. Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count it.
What's it worth? How much is a penny?
1 cent.
How much is a nickel?
5 cents.
How much is a dime?
10 cents.
How much is a quarter?
25 cents.
How much is a penny?
1 cent.
How much is a nickel?
5 cents.
much is a dime?
10 cents.
How much is a quarter?
25 cents.
Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count it. Money, money, money in my pocket. Money, money, I know how to count.
All right, folks. Did you participate in the scavenger hunt? Did anybody out there find a few coins in their house? Huh? Well, I did a little scavenger hunt in my coin purse. And I found 4 different kinds of coins. Did anybody find 4 different kinds of coins? Well, these are the 4 main coins that we use for money here in our country, the United States, where I am right now. Maybe you're listening somewhere else. But here in our country, the United States, these are the 4 main coins. Let's see. I've got one here that is copper. That's a different color. And that's the penny. That's where we're going to start with the penny. Does anybody know how much money a penny is worth? It's the smallest amount of money that we have a coin for in our country. It's 1 penny, 1 cent, 1 penny. And it has Abraham Lincoln, who is a former president. All of these coins have presidents on them, which is pretty cool. And then the rest of them are silver. I have 3 silver ones, a really little one, a medium-sized one, and a big one. Did anybody find that? So I've got a dime is the littlest silver one. And that has President Roosevelt on it. Let's see, does it have other pictures on it? What's on the other side besides the president? Oh, I see some plants on mine. Oh, and it says 1 dime at the bottom on the other side. So that can help me cheat. If I forget what kind of coin this is, I can always look at the back. 1 dime. Now, how many pennies go into a dime? Does anybody know? 10 pennies. Equals 1 dime. 1 dime is worth 10 cents. So that's 10 pennies on that one. So that's the baby bear. That's the baby one, the smallest silver one. What's the middle sized silver one have on yours? Are you looking at one? Does anybody know what this one is called? Called a nickel. Ooh, my nickel's kind of heavy. What does your nickel feel like? Is it heavy? Mine's definitely heavier than the dime. And some nickels are heavier than others, depending on what kind of metal they're made out of. See, all of these coins are made out of metal. And metal is basically a kind of rock. It's minerals in the ground. So people dig these minerals out, and they work them over with a lot of processes. And then they melt it and smelt it and pour it into a mold and make this shape, this coin. So a lot of work actually went into making these coins for us. So this nickel, let's see, what's on the front? There we have a face. Oh, and that is Jefferson, President Jefferson on one side. Oh, and there's a date on mine. It says Liberty 2019. What does yours say? Do you have a year on your nickel? Huh. Let's see. And on the back, there's a building. Ah, and it says 5 cents. Oops, so I can cheat again. On the back, I can see how many pennies are in this nickel. 5 cents is how much this nickel is worth. And then the big one. Did anybody find the big coin? Well, this is the biggest one that we use a lot here in the United States. It's called a quarter. And what does a quarter mean? Well, a quarter means 1/4 of a dollar. So we're getting closer to a dollar now, to a whole dollar, but this is still a coin. It's worth 25 cents. And it has, oh, look at that, George Washington on one side. And what's on the other side of yours? Well, quarters can have a lot of different things on the back. And I think mine says Florida. There are different states on the backs of quarters. Quarters are really interesting. And let's see, how heavy is the quarter? Ooh, is it heavier than the nickel? Mine feel about the same. What about the dime? How light is that? Ooh, that's pretty light. Wow, so they're different weights. They have different pictures on them. They're different colors. They're different sizes. They have different years. Now, the year that's on your coin is telling you when they made it. when did this coin get made and get pressed and get formed with this shape and these pictures? Let's see what years are on your coins. I have a 2019. Does anybody else have a 2019? What's the oldest one that you can find? See, we're in the year, right now, I'm recording this radio show. It's the year 2022. Let's see. I've got 2015, 2004. Wow, lots of years. So we're going to listen to some more songs while we explore our coins. What more can we learn about them?
As a bunny, when I see the coin, you show me the money. A penny, as quick as a bunny. Show me, show me, show me the money. A nickel, as quick as a bunny. Show me, show me, show me the money. As a bunny, show me, show me, show me the money. A quarter, as quick as a bunny, show me, show me, show me the money.
some money, but we're officially the U.S. currency.
Andrew Jackson here, 7th U.S. president. The $20 bill is where you'll find me. When you take two $10 bills and put them into one, you get the $20 bill that you can't see.
I'm Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th president.
Is on the $100 bill. When you take two $50 bills and put them into one, a $100 bill is what they'll fill.
We were some presidents of America, and I know it's kind of funny that they printed us on money, but we're officially the U.S. currency.
Grows on trees. If so, we'll have to plant some seeds. You can't have everything you want, and don't forget to say please.
A penny's 1 cent, a nickel has five, a dime's 10 cents, and a quarter's 25. When it adds up to 100 cents, you got a dollar, yo. Yep. I gotta love my money right, it's like I won the lotto, yo. I have 5 pennies that adds up to a nickel, but I need 10 nickels for a 50 cent pickle. If I have 2 nickels, that's as much as a dime. 50 dimes is $5, yo, I hit the big time.
Lincoln on the penny is the only one that's brown, but Tom, FDR, and George got the silver.
You better get your money right.
Yeah, get your money right.
Get your money right.
Yeah,
money right.
Get your million like a megabyte.
Yo, get your money right.
Think I'm getting better at stacking all this cheddar.
A stack of 25 pennies is worth a quarter. A stack of 5 nickels, same amount, but it's shorter. 10 dimes and 4 quarters are worth a dollar bill. I got my money right, yo, I got mad financial skill. I need to buy deodorant for my armpit. $3.50, I would like to purchase it. I got $4, so how much do I get back? 50 cents a change, man, put that in your back, yeah.
Lincoln on the penny is the only one that's brown, but time
hey,
is
orange, hey, so got the hey.
You better get your money
yeah,
right.
Yeah, get your money
you
right.
Get your money right.
Yeah, get your money
what's
right.
What's it green like a traffic
yeah,
light?
Yeah, you can get your money right.
Get your million like a megabyte.
Yo, get your money
you
right.
Get your money right.
Yeah, get your money right.
Get your money right.
Yeah, get your money
what's
right.
What's it green like a traffic light?
So you can get your money right.
Million like a megabyte.
Yo, get your money right.
How much is a penny, yo?
1 cent.
One. How much is a nickel, though?
5 cents.
Five. How much is a dime worth?
10 cents.
I got a quarter in my man.
That's 25 cents.
Now I got 100 pennies.
You got a dollar.
Nickels, nerds, I got 20.
You got a dollar.
What about my 10?
Oh, yeah. You got a dollar.
Quarters in some sweet rhymes.
You got a dollar.
Dollar.
Yeah, get your money right.
Get your money
yeah,
right.
Yeah, get your money right.
You better get your money
yeah,
right.
Yeah, get your money right.
Chicken, your cheddar, your cheese, right. Your
come on, come
get your money right.
Yeah, get your money
you
right.
Get your money right.
Yeah, get your money right.
Why is it green like a traffic light?
So you can get your money right.
Money, money, money,
yeah,
right.
Go, go, go.
Get your money. Get your money. Get your money. Better get your money. It's money right. For the court.
Of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care. And you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries. While overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Folks, I just had to squeeze that song in there from Mary Poppins called Feed the Birds, because that is the song that actually inspired me to bring in my guests today, which are these coins, in case you forgot. We were gathering coins earlier on Amy's Kids Show. We went around the house and did a scavenger hunt to find any coins. Now, most people probably found coins from the United States, and we talked about the four different main kinds. There are other ones, too, that people spend here, but the main ones, there's four main ones in the United States. But tuppence is the name for a coin that used to exist, that people used to use over in the United Kingdom, which is where England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland are. And they used something called tuppence, which was like two pennies. And so we've been talking about money and how to spend it, you know, coins, and getting what we need, and maybe even what we want sometimes, right? Like the birds need to eat, so people spending their tuppence to feed the birds is a nice thing. But what about when there is no money? What about when people don't have money? Well, this story that we're about to read is called Socks for Supper, and it's by Jack Kent. And it's just about that. How we can still share our abundance. I want you to think in the story, what is the abundance that all of the characters have to share that brings them together to get not just what they need, but also what they want? Socks for Supper by Jack Kent. In a faraway place, in a long ago time, there lived an old man and his wife. They were very poor. All they had was a tumble-down house and a tiny turnip garden. Turnips are like a big root vegetable that people eat. One day, the old man said to his wife, "One can get tired of eating nothing but turnips." Not far away, there lived a couple who had a cow. The old man and his wife used to look at the cow and dream of milk and cheese. "Maybe they'll sell us some," said the old man. "But we don't have any money," his wife reminded him. "Perhaps we could trade them something for some milk," said the old man. "Perhaps we could," his wife agreed, and they searched the house for something to trade. They looked and looked, but the only thing they could find that wasn't in pieces or tatters was a pair of red socks. The old man took the socks and went to see the couple who had the cow. A little while later, he came home happily again with a bucket of milk and a small cheese. "Oh, this is so good," said his wife. "Mwah. I could just feel the cheese between my teeth. It has that squeak almost when you bite into it." It wasn't long after they began to wish they had some more as they're looking at their empty plates and their empty pitcher. But they didn't have any more socks to trade. "I will knit some," said the old woman. Ah, she knows how to knit. Does anybody out there know how to knit with knitting needles and yarn? But she didn't have any yarn. So she unraveled part of the old man's red sweater and knitted a pair of socks with that. Yes, that's the cool thing about knitting. Is if you make a mistake or you want to do something different, you can unravel the whole thing and end up with yarn again to start over. So that's what she's doing. She's unraveling part of his sweater to knit some socks. They again traded the socks for milk and cheese. And again, they feasted like they did before. When it was all gone, the old woman knitted another pair of socks. And once more, the old man traded them for cheese. Yum! But uh-oh, his sweater is getting shorter because she keeps unraveling it. When that was gone, the old woman started knitting again. Oh no, it's up to his armpits. Oh no, it's above his arm. He's lost his sleeves. Oh no, now there was only enough yarn left for one sock. What good is one sock? They won't trade any milk and cheese for that, the old woman said. We'll see, said the old man. And he took the sock to the couple with the cow. Oh, geez, and it's snowing out, and he's wandering around without a sweater on. He just has a hat and a scarf and pants and shoes, but no sweater. I only have half a pair of socks this time, he said. Will you trade half a bucket of milk and half a cheese for this? Oh, no, that is not necessary, said the farmer. You see, said the farmer's wife, one sock is exactly what I need. You see, she was knitting her husband a sweater for Christmas. She had gotten the yarn for it by unraveling the socks. And she needed just one more sock to finish the job. But the husband tried the sweater on and it didn't fit. So the wife gave it to the old man, for she had noticed that he didn't have one. And it was just the right size. The end. What did you guys think? Socks for supper. What did the old couple do? How did they, what kind of abundance did they share with the farmer? And then what kind of abundance did the farmer share and his wife share? Well, the milk and cheese, which is so delicious, right? And then how did it all come back around? I love that story, that everybody in the end gets just what they need. And then even some things they like, too, that they don't necessarily need, but definitely like. Well, that's what's so much fun about being human and being here on this planet, right? Is we can trade things. And money is just another way of trading. It just sort of makes the trading easier in some ways, but also harder in others. So we're going to have some fun with this idea of being rich. Now, who did I find to help us celebrate being rich? Well, no one better than Little Richard. We're going to dance. Let's go to the sock hop.
You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey.
You know.
It rolled off the table and onto the floor. Then somebody kicked it and it rolled out the door. We'll be right back.
Wasn't that fun? I have just been rocking around the barnyard here. I hope you have too. Those were some songs by Little Richard. Kind of on the theme of rich. Get it? Little Richard. But it's not just his name that reminds me of what our show was about today. You know, being rich and being poor and money and all of that stuff. But also, Little Richard certainly shares his abundance with us, doesn't he? When he's playing that rock and roll, that's just what I love about it. He just shares it all. He shares it all. He's got an abundance of rock and roll spirit, and he shares it with us. And that's really what it's all about, right, folks? I've seen a lot of kids over the last few months get very interested in money. And usually it's because they want to buy something, right? There's something they either need, but a lot of times it's something they just want. And they realize, oh, wow, I need some money to buy that. I can't just trade for it. I need to find some money. And so then they start to get interested in earning money, not just spending it, but actually earning it. And I've met some kids over the summer and fall here who are starting their own businesses, you know, selling comic books and selling baked goods and selling lemonade. So there are all kinds of ways that we can earn money. There are all kinds of ways we can spend money. And today we celebrated the most basic form of money called coins, right? These things made out of metal that have faces on them and pictures. And we looked at them and we did a scavenger hunt and found them in our house. Hopefully you have a few of these coins to rub together. That's what they used to say in the old days. If you have two pennies to rub together, then you're not poor, right? You've got something to start with. Well, pennies can be earned, but they can also be found. I've also met quite a few young people who are interested in finding money, and grown-ups too. Grown-ups are interested in this as well, because not just finding coins that then we can go spend, but actually looking close at those coins and seeing what year they were made and how heavy they are and what they're made out of. Because a lot of times the coins themselves are valuable. They have a value in them just because of the amount of metal that's in them is pretty valuable. Or the year that they were made or the picture is unusual and rare. So the more rare something is, the more valuable it is with money. So money is a very interesting thing to think about. And people are always saying, well, geez, kids need to learn more about money. Well, grown-ups need to learn more about money, too. So I took a little beginning at it today. We started this subject. We're going to do a little bit more of it next week. I hope you're having fun exploring the world around you, because that's what I love to do here on Amy's Kids Show. We'll be back again next week with more fun and more guests. Keep on rocking in the barnyard, guys. Thanks for joining me again. You're the greatest.
Somebody does it.
Take a tip
from the